வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. All the learned scholars have given their opinion. The mind is by nature very restless, and one should not make friends with it. If we place full confidence in the mind, it may cheat us at any moment. Even Lord Shiva became agitated upon seeing the Mohini form of Lord Krishna, and Sobari Muni also fell down from the mature stage of yogic perfection.
Pathachuktam nakujyat karhichi sakhyam manasi yanavasthite jad vishambha chirat chinam taskandhya tapaisharam. So it is advised here with tathacha guptam. Although definitely from where it is quoted, it is not described, but it is heard by the parampara system, that is also authority. It's not necessarily to know where from it is quoted, but if it is current, it is also evident. So it is said by parampara system, we can understand that do not make any friendship or compromise with mind. Do not do this. As I was saying yesterday, my Guru Maharaj used to say that when you get up, you beat your mind with shoes 100 times, and when you go to bed, you beat your mind with broomstick 100 times. Then there will be no compromise. If you simply beat your mind, that is required. This is Vedic system. If you want to bring somebody under your control, then you must always chastise him. Otherwise, it is impossible. Chanakya Pandit, the moral instruction, he also says, lalane bahavo dosha sarane bahavo guna. If you pat your subordinate, then it will increase the faulty habits, bahavo dosha. And sarane bahavo guna. And if you chastise, then they will improve. Tasmat sishyanta chhatrancha tarayat natu lalayat. Therefore it is advised, either your son or disciple, you should always chastise them. Never give them leniency. So, little leniency immediately, so many faults will grow. Now, for our practical life, we are known all over the world as seven-headed, is it not? Now we are becoming hair-headed. We are forgetting saving, because there is little leniency. Immediately, faulty things are creeping in. So we should be known as seven-headed, not long-hair-headed. This is discrepancy. At least once in a month, we must be clearly seven-headed. On the bright fortnight, on the day of Purnima, 4 days after Ekadasi, once in a month, bright fortnight, we must be saved. It is not desirable that in grown-up ages also you should be chastised. That is not desirable. That is also difficult. Because when the disciple or the son is grown up, he is chastised and he breaks. So before being chastised, you should be conscious that this is our rules and regulations, you must observe. Therefore it is advised by Chanakya Pandit, Prapti tu Sorusa Varse Putra Mitra Vatachare. After 16th year of the disciple or the son, he should be treated as friend. Because if you chastise when he is grown up, then he will break up. That is also another risk. So our request is that instead of chastising with folded hands, I request you, don't we become hippies again by growing hair. Keep your head clean at least once in a month. That is my request. Neither I can chastise you. I am an old man, you are a young man. So, here the same thing, na kujyat, parihichit, sakyam. To the subordinate, you have never make compromise. We must keep always under control, of course. Similarly, our mind, the mind is the cause of our material existence, manadharma. Why we are in this material world? On account of this change of mind. Our position is Jive Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. We are eternal servant of Krishna. But sometimes the servant thinks, why shall I remain a servant? Let me become master. That is natural. My master is always in comfortable situation. Sometimes the servant becomes envious. Oh, why this man should always remain in comfortable position and we shall serve? Or why not we become also in comfortable position? Let me eat as he eats. Let me sleep. These are so-called comfort. So they want to imitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he falls down. Krishna bhuliya ji bhagavan chakare pasete mayatare japutiyatare. As soon as he forgets his position, he wants to imitate. That is beginning of maya. Fall down. You should be very careful. Therefore, the brahmachari, we have to teach the brahmachari, brahmachari guru kule basan danta, guru hitam. This is brahmachari. Not for his personal benefit, but guru hitam. Then he is brahmachari. Not that brahmachari has to become a very learned scholar in grammar and studio. These are secondary things. First thing, he has to learn how to control the senses, danta, how to control the mind, samadhama. This is the beginning of brahminical life. If you cannot control your mind, if you cannot control your senses, there is no question of becoming brahmachari. Brahmachari, brahmaya charati iti brahmachari. And brahmana means brahmajanati iti brahmana. These are the beginning, brahmachari. Brahmachari means who is always in brahma activities. That is Brahmacharya. A Brahmana means one who knows the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma. So if you understand Krishna, then immediately you are liberated. Parabrahma param dhamam, pavitram paramam bhava. So, if you understand Krishna, then we are both brahmachari or brahmana, brahmagyan, brahmabhuta. These words are there in the shastra. Othata brahmajigyasa, therefore the real life is to inquire about Brahma. Inquiring. When the conditioned soul, now it is jiva bhuta. So long we are conditioned by the material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Bhunte prakriti jnana guna. Then we are jiva bhuta. Otherwise, when you come to our real position, that is Brahma Bhuta. So that Brahma Bhuta position can be attained if we strictly follow the rules and regulations of brahmachari or brahmana, then it is possible. Otherwise, it will be simply formality, practical life, Brahma Bhuta. And how do I know that he has become Brahma Bhuta? Prasannātmā, no more moroseness, always jolly, in any condition of life. Not that for want of these, one is suffering. There is no want. That mentality, that attitude should be increased. And when it is fully increased, then it is fully satisfied, ātmārā. That is called ātmārā. That's like Dhruva Maharaj. He said, Samin kitārtosmi. Oh, I am fully satisfied. Naivad vidhi paradurattayāvaitadanyam tad vidyagāyana maha amrite nimagram. Prahlāda Maharaj said, now I am in the ocean of nectar. I have no suffering. That is Brahma Buddha. Yoga Indriya Sangyama and the king, head of the Indriya, is the mind. So, manasasthāni indriyāni prakritisthāni karusati. We are struggling in this material world, prakritisthāni. Bhukte prakriti jāne gunān. Because we are in this material world, there are three modes of material nature. Either of them controlling me. Prakriti jnana guna. Therefore you find three kinds of men. Practically we can see a richer class, a middle class, and a poorer class. That is always existing. I thought before going to your country, USA, I thought that the Americans, they are all rich. That's a fact. I don't say that you are poor. You are rich in comparison to India. But still, when I saw that there is on the Bawari street so many drunkards are lying down on the footpath, then I thought, here is also third class. So either by drinking they are lying on footpath, or by becoming hippies, they are lying in the park and the police is kicking on their face. That means the three classes are always there. Either you go to America or hell or heaven, anywhere. Because there are three gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, prakriti jnana gunan. You cannot escape it. There is no question of becoming poor in the Western country. The government arrangement is so nice. It is still voluntarily they will become poor, that is hippies. Because nature is working. Most of these hippies, they are coming from very respectable family, rich family. I have seen in Beverly Hills, when I was walking in the morning, I saw a nice boy, there is car, he's coming from a very nice house, but he's a hippie. I have seen it. Why he has become a being? Prakitijan gunat. He might have taken his birth in a very rich family, respectable family, because the mode of nature is working. Voluntarily he has become hippie. This is going on all over the world. Therefore, we have to come to the platform of Satogun, Brahmana platform. Brahmana platform. One endeavor is gradually to come to the Brahmana platform. But if we take Bhakti Yoga, immediately we become the Brahmana platform. This is the advantage. Kichit kivulaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunnanti krishnena niharam iva bhaskara. Bhaskara means sun. So, when there is mist, kuasa, as soon as there is sunrise, immediately everything. Otherwise, it is very difficult to drive away the fog, the railway train. I have seen it also in the mid-ocean. Immediately there is fog and the ship immediately stops because there is danger of collision with other ship. At least the ship in which I was going to your country, Jaladuta, so the captain, Mr. Pandey, he immediately used to stop in the mid-ocean and giving horn, boom, boom, like that. So, that was danger, very dangerous. When the sea is rough, there is no fog. And as soon as the sea is not rough, there is fog. So whether you will go this way or that way, there is misery. Therefore, this world is called dukkhalam masasa. You subdue something, another problem is there. And you solve that problem, another problem. Dukkhalayama sāsatam. Krishna is recommending that this is dukkhalayama sāsatam. How will subside this dukkhalayama sāsatam? And we are, our struggle is, Krishna says, this is dukkhalayama sāsatam. This place is for miseries. And these rascals are trying to adjust it. Bahiratthamānina. These rascals, they are trying to bring peace by material arrangement. Mūrā. Dharpa-dhar mūrā. It is not possible. Krishna has made it suffering. How you can become happy here? But these rascals will not understand. Within the suffering, they will try to become happy. That is not possible. The toilet room, you have to make a deity room. How it is possible? That is not possible. So, it is dukkhalayama sāsatam and you have to practice tapasya. If you want to get out of it, tapo dibbam putra kājīna suddheta sattā. We are now accustomed to this miserable condition of life. If you want actual happiness, then you have to undergo austerity, tapasya. Tapo dibbam putra kājīna suddheta. Jasmād brahma sokhamanam. You are hankering after happiness. That happiness, brahma-sukh, eternal happiness, you will get by practicing tapasya. So don't believe, don't make friendship with your restless mind. This is the instruction. Don't make friendship. Simply beat the mind with shoes and broomstick. Otherwise cannot bring in control. Another alternative is kivalaya bhakta. So if you can engage your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna, then it is possible. Tavai mana krishna padaravindaya. Then Krishna will control. Krishna means light. You are suffering in the darkness. Somehow or other, if you bring a light, there is no darkness. Krishna sudya sama maya hai andakar, jaha krishna taha nahi maya rubikar. If you keep always within your mind Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet, you can see Krishna's lotus feet. Diti, Baladev, Balaram, how he is nicely standing. You can see the nice lotus feet. Don't try to see the face all of a sudden. Try, practice to see the lotus feet constantly. Savai Manak Krishna Padar. This is a chance. This temple means to practice how to think of Krishna's lotus feet, Balaram's lotus feet, always. Manmana bhava manmana. Immediately you become bhakta. And as soon as you become a bhakta, ke ke chit kevalaya bhaktya, vasudeva paraya, dandanti, agham krishna, all kinds of disturbance will be subsided. Dandanti, niharam vivabhasma. This is the sastra injunction. So in this Kali Yuga, to control the mind, the yoga practice and this practice, it is all failure. It will never be possible. It was possible in the Satya Yuga. Ite tad dhayato Vishnu. Now they have manufactured so many meditations. The real meditation is dhayato Vishnu, the Vishnu form, four-handed Vishnu form, and always try to see him. That is what. These rascals have manufactured something, some light, some this, some that, yoga practice, sleeping. This is not hell. Dhyanavastita tatgatena manasa pasyantinam yogina. Yogi's meditation means to see Vishnu Murti. That is one thing. But then impersonalist, Vishnu is maya. Why shall I think of Vishnu? Let me see some light. What is that nonsense light? That is also maya. Huh? What is the wrong there? Instead of seeing the light, if you see the Vishnu form, no, the light is good, Om is good. But when there is question of personal meditation, they protest. Therefore, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva vigacchet. In order to learn everything very clearly, he must have the shelter of a bona fide guru. Adho Gurubhasram, if we want release from all this disturbance of the material world, then the first and foremost thing is Adho Gurubhasram. Then tadviddhi panipatena paripasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadgyanam jnanina tattvadarshina. Guru means tattvadarshi. Tattvadarshi, otherwise is useless, waste of time. One has seen the tattva. Vadanti tattvatva vidastatyam jajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti. Guru means one who knows what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan. Not partial knowledge. The jnanis, the so-called jnanis, they reach up to the Brahma yogi, that's all. But that is not complete knowledge. The yogis, they reach utmost Paramatma. And that is also not complete. Better than the jnanis, but it is not complete. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti. When it comes to the platform to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that is bhakti. That is bhakti. Therefore Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate yomam samiyuktamato. So if you want to be first class yogi, always think of Krishna within your mind. Do not make friendship that you have become very much advanced. Now my mind is controlled. It is not so easy, sir. Therefore it is what? Nakujyat. Kareti. Never trust your mind. Always distrust. At any moment the mind can drag you. And the example is given here. Chaskanda tapaisharam. Jad visambha sirani chinam chaskanda tapaisharam. Even Lord Shiva, he is called Mahadev. Not only Dev, but Mahadev. He became captivated by seeing the young woman's incarnation. Mohini Murti, became so much captivated, the description is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But as soon as the Mohini Murti demonstrated the features of the breast, immediately Lord Shiva became so mad that he forcibly went there and embraced, and there was discharge. Lord Shiva, and what to speak of us? What we are. Therefore, it is Lord Shiva is our life. But by their example, they're teaching us that a personality like me becomes victimized by this Maya's influence, what you are. Why you should trust and make friendship with your mind that I am now complete, artificially. Don't do that. Therefore, it is one. Nakurjyad karhichi. Never trust your mind. Always try to control. And the easiest method recommended in the Shastra and confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam, Karo Nasi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.